بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Chapter 80. The obligation of obedience to the ruler in what is lawful, and the provision of obedience to them in what is unlawful. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا واتيعوا الله واتيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believer, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those of authority who are among you. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال على المرء المسلم السمع والطاعة فيما أحب وكره إلا أن يؤمر بمعصية فإذا أمر بمعصية فلا سمع ولا طاعة. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the duty of a Muslim to obey whether he likes it or not, unless he is ordered to commit an act of disobedience against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is ordered to commit an act of disobedience, he is neither bound to listen nor to obey. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the duty of a Muslim to obey whether he likes it or not, unless he is ordered to commit an act of disobedience against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is ordered to commit an act of disobedience, he is neither bound to listen nor to obey. So this is an overall rule in respect of everybody. So anybody who has authority over you, your parents, your shaykh, your ustaz, the ruler, the Muslim ruler, whoever. Whoever has authority over you, you have to listen to him. You have to listen to your parents. Yeah. But لَا تَعَتَ لِمَخْلُوقُ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. The hadith says, مَخْلُوقُ. In creations, there's no itaat of creation when the disobedient of the creator is involved. So the creation, everybody's مَخْلُوقُ. So your father, your mother, your sheikh, your the amir, the ruler, the king, the whoever it is. The makhluk of who? Allah. When this makhluk says disobey Allah, then you listen to the Khaliq, the Creator. So لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, as the hadith says. So this hadith is explaining the hadith. Allah always enables us to only obey Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.